This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is going on, everybody? Interns back for another preview this week. This time, Washington heading down south to face the Arizona Wildcats down in Arizona. Always alongside Luke. Luke, how you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you today?
You know, not doing too bad. Weather up in Seattle is a little weird. Little cloudy, little sunny, little rainy. Just, I guess it's Seattle for you. But, you know, weather down in your neck of the woods can't be too bad.
Yeah, you know, it's like 80, 85. It's supposed to be 90 tomorrow. So it's going to be a hot one when the Huskies kick at 7:30 against the Wildcats.
So are you heading down there for the game?
I will be down there. Yeah, I'm excited to watch it for sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like always, one of us has done the offense, one of us has done the defense. Luke, you do the offense this week. So anything in particular that has stood out to you from the Arizona offense, players of note?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing to point out with this offense is just injury misfortune. It's been a rough start to the year for the Wildcats. They're on their third quarterback. Gunnar Cruz, who is a transfer, is hurt. And then, I don't know why I'm blanking on the name right now, but there was a dual threat quarterback who also got hurt. So now they're down to Will Plummer.
George Cloud, maybe?
Yeah. So they are now down to their third quarterback. And also consider the fact that Grant Gunnell transferred before the year started. So the quarterback room is decimated. Their running backs, they have a couple of guys who are capable of carrying the ball. The guy that I'm really, I guess, most excited to see for the Wildcats on the offensive side of the ball is Stanley Berryhill. He's a pass catcher. He's averaging over 10 touches a game, both on the ground and through the air. He's not much of a deep threat, but he is a guy that they're going to use as an extension of the run game. In the running back room, they have Drake Anderson and Michael Wiley as kind of the 1A and 1B. But Jalen John, who's only played three games this year, had a great outing against Colorado, 71 yards on 11 carries. So he's a guy to keep an eye out for this week as well. Arizona running the ball, they haven't been exceptional, averaging around 3.6, 3.7 yards per carry as a team. They give up 8.1 tackles for loss per game. Their two leading rushers are averaging less than 4 yards a carry. So they don't run the ball particularly well. Like I said, they like to use passes as an extension of the run game. Mike Wiley and Drake Anderson can both catch passes out of the backfield. And then Stanley Berryhill is a solid pass catcher as well. But he averages under 10 yards per carry, and so does their second leading receiver, BJ Castile. So a lot of short passes, extension of the run game, as I mentioned. They are, I guess, an offense that's, they just haven't been super effective this year. They haven't scored more than 20 points or 20-plus points in a game. They're coming off of a game where they held scoreless. Will Plummer passing the ball, just one pass over 50% completion. He averages under 6 yards per attempt. And about 10 yards per completion. So again, they're not really pushing the ball downfield. They don't run the ball super effectively. Those two combinations don't make for a great offense.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess looking at it right now, would you probably say ranking-wise out of the offenses Washington has faced, this is probably the weakest that Jimmy Lake has gone up against?
Yeah, you could say this or Montana. You know, Montana being an FBS team, but this is the worst offense that the Huskies will see in Pac-12 play, certainly. No doubt about it.
Yeah. I think one name you noticed is Jalen John. Last game against Colorado, he kind of had a good game for a guy who is not necessarily listed at the top of the depth chart. Do you think we'll be seeing a lot of him just because, you know, Washington, obviously it's well noted that they have not been able to stop the run this year. So do you think we're going to be seeing a lot of him? Do you think he'll be able to make an impact on the game?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you see full-blown three-headed monster from Michael Wiley, Drake Anderson, and Jalen John. Jalen John, he's now listed at number two on the depth chart this week, where Drake Anderson is four, and then Mike Wiley is one. I don't believe Drake Anderson four just because he actually leads the team in carries, but I believe those three, you may see 7, 8, maybe even 10 carries from each of them. And like you said, I think Arizona will run the ball at these Huskies, particularly because they aren't great throwers of the football. Will Plummer has a 4-to-6 touchdown to interception ratio. So I don't think that they'll take any chances with Trent McDuffie and Kyler Gordon. And yeah, try to keep the ball on the ground and take advantage of a run defense that has not been stellar.
You know, if Arizona, it seems like, has always had, you know, a good speedster at wide receiver, Stanley Berryhill being that name this year and last year. Do you think he'll be kind of used as like a, almost like a Cordarrelle Patterson, just all over the field, you know, running back, you know, jet sweeps, bubble screen, stuff like that?
Sorry, I cut out for a second. Can you repeat that question?
Yeah, so, you know, Stanley Berryhill, kind of their doodle guy.
Yeah.
He'll be used as like a Cordarrelle Patterson type role, you know, in the run, in the backfield, jet sweeps, bubble screen, stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, or like more recent for Huskies, the way that Chico McClatcher was utilized early in his career, you'd line him up in the backfield, send him in motion. You might even hand him the ball every once in a while. But yeah, he's a guy, he's averaging over 10 touches per game. He has 48 receptions and 13 carries. And he's most certainly the focal point of this offense in terms of, I guess, playmakers.
Certainly. Anybody at tight end, you think, could be getting some looks? I know, you know, Plummer, being a guy who hasn't had much experience, would look to sort of like that safety blanket.
Yeah, you know, surprisingly, there's not a tight end on the roster with more than 2 receptions. So it hasn't been an area that they've utilized to this point. So for that reason, I'd be surprised personally if someone emerged from that room as a big difference maker on Saturday, but obviously you and I have been wrong before.
Yeah, you know, I think that is worth noting, though, too, just, you know, that there hasn't, you know, been a tight end that has accumulated a lot of targets or possessions, you know, just because Washington has, you know, they got beat up by Musgrave for Oregon State last week. Dulcich kind of gave him some fits every now and then, going for some first downs.
Yeah.
You know, Eric Alford, Michigan, another guy who beat up Washington. I think that not having that threat at tight end and not having that security blanket for Will Plummer is important for the Husky defense, because I think, you know, their struggles have came rather underneath as opposed to over the top.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting point. But yeah, I'm just, based on what I've seen so far, wouldn't be super, I guess, expecting of it, but obviously things change.
Another stat to note that I found out was that Arizona, you know, they are averaging 14 points a game, and that is good for 129th in the nation out of 130 in the nation. So to put it safely, putting points on the board is not their strong suit.
No. Like I mentioned, They've not scored more than 19 points in a game this season. Are coming off of a shutout. They're averaging 14 points a game. So,
which leads me to their defense. And their defense certainly has not done much better at all. They rank 103rd or 105th out of 130 teams in FBS. They give up 42 points a game, or 32 points a game, my bad. They don't make too many plays. They're not overly in the backfield as well or cause turnovers. They have 8 sacks, 5 forced fumbles, and they picked the ball 3 times, and most of those have came off of Northern Arizona and UNLV. You know, they haven't had the stiffest conversation or of opponents when they've done that actually resulted in losses, but that's where most of the turnovers and big plays have occurred. With that being said, though, their biggest bright spot on a defense that isn't super talented is their defensive coordinator, and that's Don Brown, a.k.a. Dr. Blitz. So while Don Brown, he's around the nation, he's one of the more household defensive coordinator names. He was at Michigan for a while at the beginning of the Harbaugh era when their defense seemed to be superb every year. He's had guys like Jabril Peppers, you know, and he was the runner-up for the Broyles Award, which is like the top assistant coach in the nation 4 different times, and he's won it once. Mm-hmm. So he has a lot of experience as a defensive coordinator, and he's really good at drumming up, you know, different schemes to stop the run, get in the backfield, such like that. But, you know, like I mentioned, there is a big talent difference between Michigan and Arizona this year. It's almost kind of night and day. Their leader on the Arizona defense is linebacker Anthony Pandy. He's a sixth or he's a fifth year senior. Right now, he's currently leading the teams in 44 tackles. So he's their guy. You know, teams like to run the ball on them. He's really good at ball hawking, finding these, you know, finding where the runners are going, that nature. Good at covering the over the middle as well. He's forced a fumble this year. Opposite of him is Western Michigan transfer Trayshawn Hayward. Hayward is more, you know, Pandy's really consistent. You know he's going to give you game in and game out. Hayward's, you know, he'll have a couple of these highlight plays, then a couple of times like, well, he's getting beat right here pretty badly. But with that being said, he does have 2.5 tackles for a loss on the season. So he can get in the backfield quite a bit, but he is prone to getting back there and missing tackles as well, you know, being on the cusp of getting a tackle for a loss, then just failing to wrap up, runner gets by him, stuff like that. Busted coverages have been a problem for him this year over the middle. With that being said, I think Washington needs to use tight ends, Kate Otten and Devin Culp, quite a bit just because, you know, with Dr. Blitz Brown, you know, he's going to drum up some blitzes. And didn't earn the nickname for nothing. So he'll be, you know, using those tight ends, you know, getting them where the linebackers are, you know, sinking in right at the beginning. You know, those quick passes to the tight ends, I think those will be very effective. I think their best player on defense, though, is Swiss Army Knife. He's basically a Swiss Army Knife, Christian Young. He lines up all over the place. He'll come up off the edge. You know, he's set natural position safety, but he moves around the field a lot. We'll be seeing him mostly at safety or coming off the edge at linebacker. I kind of think of him almost like how the Seahawks use Jamal Adams. I mean, obviously, nowhere near the talent, but, you know, you bring him off the edge. You know, safety can come off the edge, fly off the edge. And then someone who's in coverage as well. But he has great ball instincts and he's good at finding the line of scrimmage. You know, their secondary is where I think their biggest concern is. They have guys like Christian Roland Wallace, Gunnar Maldonado, and Jackson Turner. All these guys, this is the first year on the field for all of them. Roland Wallace, you know, he's a MAC transfer. Jackson Turner's a you know, sophomore. And then there's Maldonado. He just came out. He just transferred over from Northwestern. I think Maldonado, though, is the best one. He's young, more athletic than a lot of the other Arizona defensive players, and he's had a pretty decent impact since arriving there. But with that being said, he's still young. You know, it's his first year of playing, you know, on the field in college football, so, you know, you're bound to have those busted coverages. You're bound to, you know, have a receiver, more experienced receiver take advantage of you, and that's kind of what he does. But he will also make those highlight plays, go up and have some good pass breakups, stuff like that. Then you go to the defensive line. They have a couple big dudes out there, though. Trayvon Mason, he's their biggest guy on the team, and he stands at 6'6", 310, so he's a big guy to say the least. Keon Bars is another guy as well, who's just another big human standing at 6'3", 310. So their defensive tackles are pretty big. You know, with their size comes the potential to disrupt and push some guys back and make some makes him havoc. Kind of think of him like the impact Greg Gaines has, where, you know, they might not cover the stat sheet, but they'll push a couple guys back, let the linebackers come up and make a play in the backfield, stuff like that. Their best pass rusher, in my opinion, though, is Jalen Harris. He's really, really athletic. He's 6'6", you know, 260, so he's a big guy, big on the edge. Last year against Washington, he made a couple plays. You know, he had a couple, you know, times in the backfield where Morris had to, you know, roll out and throw the ball for an incompletion, stuff like that. But with that being said, Arizona's defense, you know, the talent isn't quite there. And, you know, it's a relatively new team, new system. So it is, you know, they have had their challenges this year.
Certainly. Yeah. So you mentioned even with, I guess, having their challenges this year, they're still. Sorry, what was that?
Oh, I didn't say it. Just cut out. Sorry.
Oh, no problem. There's still some playmakers, it sounds like, especially in the front seven. The Huskies have had some problem protecting the quarterback and then also running the ball this year. Do you anticipate there being any mismatches along the offensive line, or what do the Huskies have to do to win in that fashion?
Yeah, I think their defensive line, relatively, you know, Washington, to say the least, they haven't performed well in the offensive line this year. And their defensive line has kind of been their saving grace. You know, that's how they've been able to hold UCLA, you know, getting it close at halftime. Same thing with Colorado, you know, 7-0 half. And then you look at Oregon, another closer game at the beginning, then it kind of gets pulled away. But defensive line, I would say, is what's going to hold up best for them. But they have seemingly had a pattern of wearing down late in the third, fourth quarter. and that's where teams start running the ball and taking advantage of them. But I think their biggest disadvantage is the wide receivers and DBs. You know, that's where they've given up a lot of yards on the season. It just seems like they haven't really put anything together back there yet. So, you know, I expect Washington to take a lot of shots.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, well, thanks for that. I appreciate that little tidbit there. And then you mentioned the secondary might be the weakest point for Arizona. The Huskies have had mixed success throwing the ball this year against teams like Arkansas State. They saw quite a bit of success, struggled a bit against UCLA. What do the Huskies have to do to get things done through the air?
Yeah, I think you got to throw the ball around. I think you got to be able to spread the ball out, throw it around, that sort of stuff. You know, I think they're going to look to a lot of screen passes, kind of like last week to Kamari Pleasant and Sean McGrew. I think where you're just spreading the ball around and making Arizona wrap up and tackle you. That's just where they've been so bad. You know, they have, especially late in the game, you know, you got to keep wearing them down, keep getting in open space. Arizona just always seems to tire out. And that's kind of when, you know, once they start tying up, that's when you really put the foot on the gas. Then you take some shots deep downfield. But overall, try and wear down that offensive line or defensive line with some play action, run right at them. You might not get what the results you're looking for at the beginning of the game, but don't be surprised if later on, you know, it just, you know, really wears out in Washington, puts the hammer down.
Got it. Yeah. Well, thanks, Jack, for that information there. So the Huskies 2-4 taking on the 0-6 Wildcats. We'll end here really quick with confidence interval. I'm predicting a Husky win, and I've got like an 8 confidence interval. You?
Yeah, I'm right around that. I'm going to say an 8 as well. I just don't think Arizona has the talent to match up with them. They haven't won a game all season for a year, so I think Washington's going to be able to go in there and win a game down in the desert.
Awesome. Great. Yeah, well, thanks, Jack. As always, keep your eyes to dogman.com to keep updated on everything happening with Husky football and basketball coming up here this weekend. Thanks, and go Dogs.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.